From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Republican House Speaker John Boehner today announced he will step down at the end of October, giving up the congressional seat he's held since 1990. Boehner has been under pressure from the conservative wing of his Republican Party on a number of issues. He was involved in meetings Friday to avoid another possible shutdown of most federal offices next week. House speakership is second in line for leadership of the U.S. government if both the president and vice president were to be incapacitated or unable to serve. In a report released Thursday, Human Rights Watch alleges that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining such people as sex workers, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the streets, keeping them in an unofficial detention center in the capital of Kigali. Rwanda's justice minister said all detention facilities in Rwanda are run in accordance with United Nations standards and Rwandan laws, and called the report obscene and preposterous.
The third plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order.
And with that, the United Nations General Assembly meeting got underway in New York today. They were hearing in the last hour from Pope Francis.
El preámbulo y el primer artículo de la Carta de las Naciones Unidas.
The 78-year-old pontiff used his address to pursue his agenda of ecological progress in cutting pollution, calling for peace and a united effort on the migrant crisis. With his address now complete, the Pope will join in a multi-faith service at the World Trade Center, where it once stood, before terrorist attacks in 2001 that leveled it and killed thousands of Americans. He'll follow that with a visit to a Catholic school in East Harlem and celebrate Mass tonight at one of the city's largest venues before an estimated 20,000 worshipers presiding over the service from a chair built by day laborers. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of the annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures after a stampede on the outskirts of Mecca killed at least 717 people and injured more than 900 others. Regardless of the investigation results, the king said the improvement of the methods and mechanism of the Hajj season will not stop. A reporter on the scene told VOA as foot traffic flowed one way mid-morning Thursday, a small group of people turned, creating an unintentional crush that killed people. The country's health minister blamed pilgrims, saying they failed to follow instructions from authorities at the scene. As his visit to the United States continues today, Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama continue talks aimed at working through their differences over alleged Chinese cyber spying, Beijing's economic and regional policies, territorial disputes in the South China Sea. During today's discussions, China has agreed to implement a cap and trade program to limit emissions. Speaking on condition of anonymity, senior U.S. officials say the Chinese president will announce the program when he meets with President Barack Obama at the White House later today. President Obama will meet with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the United Nations General Assembly session next week. The White House says Obama accepted Mr. Putin's invitation for a chance to address Russia's interference in Ukraine. A Russian government official said Mr. Putin wants to discuss Syria. Slavica Hoch reports.
The American and Russian presidents last spoke by phone in July to discuss the Iran nuclear deal. Their relations have been cool since Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and its military support for pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine. But a Russian government spokesman said Putin wants to discuss Syria. Moscow has dispatched military aircraft and heavy arms to support Syrian government forces in fighting rebels and Islamic State militants. The move is part of Putin's plan to increase Russia's geopolitical influence, says National Defense Institute professor Peter Yeltsov.
He wants the world to focus on his involvement in Syria, on him fighting ISIS and trying to create a new coalition, as he claimed, and to completely forget about Ukraine.
The United States opposes Russia's support for the oppressive regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
And in the migrant crisis, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he will seek support for his country's efforts to block the flood of migrants at its southern border with Croatia, including sealing the border as Hungary did with Serbia. This is Serbia's prime minister and the European Commissioner for European Neighborhood Policy and Enlargement Negotiations visited a reception center for migrants close to Serbia's border with Croatia on Friday and calling for Serbia to start adequately policing their side of the common border. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.